Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, welcome to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing.
It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to make you smile. And I do laugh a lot. This is like my favorite thing to talk about, and it makes me really happy, and I like helping other people.
Today on My First Time, is it ever okay to laugh during sex?
Hi there, I'm Miss Quinn, and this is the story of the first time I had sex with someone in clown makeup.
For most people, if you're laughing during sex, you're doing it wrong. But our guest today is always trying to find the funny side. Let me tell you about Miss Quinn.
I wasn't really interested in, like, vanilla sex or anything like that. Like, fictional kink was very interesting to me. I think it's just because of the way I grew up, like, the discussion of sex was very, very serious. So it just kind of seemed like, oh, that doesn't really seem fun at all. I'm not really sure when exactly it happened, but I started to kind of think, well, how would a clown do this? How would, you know, what would this be like if you were a clown and it could be silly and fun and sexy?
But hold on, before we get into all this first time stuff, what exactly is a clown fetish, or as it's known in some circles, cowrophilia?
It's such an umbrella term because there's so many different things that can be enjoyed through it. For me personally, like, what I like to do most when I do a clown porn shoot, I'll have a model, whether it's male or female, and I'll transform them into a clown. Like, once the transformation is finished, you know, it's like a video that I do, but once they're a clown, then we do whatever the person is comfortable with.
Miss Quinn's had sex on camera before, but never like this.
It was a big deal first time because it was the first time that I'd ever actually done any type of clown sex. I was really excited and really nervous, and I was doing it in clown makeup. So you can imagine, if memory serves, I think it was the first time he had ever done anything with somebody in clown makeup like that.
Her colleague Lance sounds like the perfect kind of guy to have a first time clown experience with, because he'll show you the ropes.
It was very educational and it was very hot because, like, I'm a big fan of, like, learning as you go kind of thing. But because it was for porn, at least for me and my experience with actual sex and porn, because since I do a lot of fetish, that it doesn't always involve any type of intercourse or anything, there was quite a bit of disconnect just because you are kind of focused on that camera angle, you know, like trying to get the best angle for someone to see everything that they want to see.
So that was her first time, and she enjoyed it up to a point, but she did really enjoy the clown part.
Some things that I really enjoy doing is I like to do a lot of different types of fetishes. Like, I could be female domination, or we can pop balloons together, or blow up balloons, or we can tickle each other, we can take big buckets of, like, slime or pies or cake batter or something and get each other all messy, or we could just have sex. For me, I personally, if I'm going to have sex with somebody and I'm in clown makeup, or they're also in clown makeup, I love the idea of having, like, this beautiful pristine clown face in the beginning, and then when the playtime and the sexy time is over, like the clown face is usually smeared all over each other. So it's like, you know, you've also kind of like ruined this wonderful art that was created. I don't know, that's very pleasing to me.
Everyone loves messy sex, right? But Miss Quinn spends hours getting ready just to mess it all up again.
When I do my clown makeup, I have three different faces that I usually like to use because I have three different main characters that I do. All of my clowns have a white face, like it's the white paint on the face first as the base. My hair is currently pink now, so I don't really do wigs that much. But when I do, it's usually a purple wig. But the mouth is always the same. It's always like the big red lips and the extended smile. While the nose, I like to keep my nose either painted on or I use a tiny little pro nose tip, usually in the shape of a heart. Usually change up the way the eyes look. My ringleader character is a top hat and a coat. Purple clown is like, I have a purple wig, more of a bigger poofy nose, like a foam nose most of the time, and a big red smile. And those clothes, I usually wear like bras and underwear, or I have a purple leotard that I like to wear with pantyhose for that one. And my third character, which I just call the slut clown, is I'll put my pink hair up in pigtails. With that character, I'm more creative with my outfit. Like sometimes I'll wear like a really cute frilly dress, like kind of like a frilly, like Lolita style kind of, you know, with the bows. And or I could make it a little more like lingerie, garters and stockings, pantyhose kind of thing. For all of those characters, I always carry I have a rubber chicken purse. So it's like this big I mean, it's not really a rubber chicken purse, but that's just what I call it. It's a hen purse. It's like a rubber chicken in it. It makes me happy. I can juggle. I can actually juggle, which, you know, some people can't. And so I always make sure I have like balls to juggle. I'm actually currently teaching myself pins, so I can't carry the pins around so much.
A lot of work goes into what Miss Quinn does. There's the dressing up, there are the tricks, there's learning to do balloon animals. And she takes it all really seriously. But at the very heart of it, she just wants to have fun.
When I first started, you know, having, you know, sex, I did think, like, because of the way I was raised, you know, that it was a very serious thing, you know. So just, it didn't seem all that exciting. So I really wasn't, I was just kind of like, oh, I don't really see what all the fuss is about. And it's like now, like several years later, and it's like I like encourage, like I'll try to say something funny during sex, even if it's not like any type of fetish sex or anything, you know, just regular old vanilla sex with with a partner. And it's just like I will try to say something funny, or just I'll want to make them laugh, or because it's very cathartic, like in being in that kind of situation and being able to laugh with your, you know, be able to laugh at yourself, be able to laugh at your partner, be able to laugh at, like, you know, because sex really is ridiculous. Like you're making yourself look ridiculous, but that's what's wonderful about it.
The fact that Miss Quinn finds it fun is one bonus, but it's also wonderful in a different way.
I feel very free when I'm in clowny gear. Like I feel like I can do anything. And it is very, very satisfying for me to be in the clown getup. What boundaries can be pushed for myself or for, you know, the people involved, whether it's like, you know, one of my lovers, or whether it's somebody that I'm playing with online in a cam show or something. Like, it's always like, oh, what, you know, what can we do next? Like, where can we go from here? You know, it's like, it's definitely a journey.
For Miss Quinn, the clown costume is also a massive confidence boost.
That scene, I believe, was about 4 years ago, I think, if memory serves. And I know I couldn't have done it, like, because I wouldn't have been able to do it unless I didn't have the strength that I felt through being the clown character. And I can't tell you why, like, it just did. Like, that's what I needed at the time. It helped, and it wasn't anything like, oh, I needed some anonymity or something like that. No, goodness, not at all. It just made me really, really happy. And I think back on that really, really fondly, just because there was so much first times happening in that scene. now, like, it's just, I'm so more comfortable with myself as a person than even back from when I did that first scene. Like, but I do believe I owe a lot to the clown for, like, why I'm so much more comfortable with myself as a person than I was before. Like, not even, and I don't even mean just, like, sex or, in, like, with my job or, like, in personal sex or anything. Just as an individual, like, I feel so much more in tune with myself. And I guess maybe that's just a part of growing up. I don't know, like getting older, maybe. I'm not sure.
Miss Quinn got into this because it was fun, but it also made her feel free and confident. It was about expressing herself.
I had like this aha moment where I was like, look, I'm here making like all this stuff, like amazing things happen for other people. I was like, you know, why aren't I doing that? Like, why aren't I making this stuff that I want to see happen? And so I talked to one of my lovers about it and got their opinion. And I was like, you know, what if I just make these and I make them for me and I don't really care if they sell? And, cause I honestly didn't, I just wanted to make them. Like, I just wanted to be creative and be silly.
Miss Quinn kind of became the de facto face of online clown fetishes, but she really wanted to take it into the real world.
When the camera isn't there, there's definitely just so much more wonderfulness to it. And I had a lover, and it was going to be his birthday, and I wasn't going to get to see him on his birthday, but I was like, I had just finished up a different kind of scene, and my makeup still looked really good, and I sent him a text, and I'm like, would you like a really early birthday clown? Because I would definitely like to be yours. And so we ended up getting together, and I didn't wear any costumes or anything. I was like just me and my clown makeup. And I got to smear my clown makeup all over. And if memory serves, I think we did end up doing some strap-on play, a little bit of pegging. And it was sweet because while I was inside him, and he's looking at me and he's like, you know, I think this is the first time I've ever been been pegged by someone in clown makeup. So, and I remember just giving him like a big old kiss and like smearing all my makeup on him. And so yeah, there was definitely some first times all around.
Miss Quinn provides a lot of people with their first times. I hadn't encountered clown porn until her, and she took it from the first stage of appearing in porn to doing it for her own website and taking it into her own bedroom. Now she's actually kind of a support structure for other people who find themselves attracted to clowns.
I have so many conversations with people that they constantly ask me, are they normal? Is what they like normal? Is, you know, is there something wrong with them for what they like? And it's like, as somebody who grew up and thought that there was something wrong with me, like, it feels so wonderful to be able to be that person and be like, no, you are normal. Like, this is okay. Like, the people that you need to find out in the world that like the things you do, like, they're out there. You're not alone. And that's another thing for me when I first started doing clown porn, because I never saw what I want, like, in porn or anything really that I wanted to see. So I was like, all right, well, if it's not out there, I'm just going to make it. And so I did. And because of that, I was able to find, like, really good friends and that also share either my fetish or just, like, they enjoy clowning. They enjoy being in clown makeup and not just clown makeup. You know, it's like, you know, friendships can be made through, like, whether you like the same movie or, you know, like, just something silly like that. Like, there's people out there. You know, find them, like, find your people that make you happy, and they're out there. And through me making a bunch of being true about myself as far as, like, what I enjoy, like, I inspired other people to make porn as well as, like, lots of clown porn. Like, there's so much more clown porn out there than there was before, and I'm not gonna, like, be all high on myself and think, like, oh, that's all for me. Like, no, I don't really think that. But, like, you know, quite a few people of my select group of friends did start doing it because, like, I gave them the courage to do it. And, like, because I've been told multiple times, they're like, you know, if I didn't see you doing this, I wouldn't have started doing this. And I'm like, that's amazing.
Sexuality can be as serious or as fun as you want it to be. And after listening to Miss Quinn, I think I can see the value in having a few laughs in the bedroom. Once you've dressed up as a clown, the sky's the limit.
where it goes next as far as like the videos and stuff goes, it's gonna depend on the budget. Wink wink, nudge nudge. I have some fantastic ideas in mind for the future. I just have to save that money.
Thanks for listening to My First Time, a podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing, and I'm the UK editor. This episode was produced by Sam Bonham. If you've got ideas for future episodes, first-time sex stuff, get in touch, broadly.editor@vice.com. See you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.